Are we going to be getting our smartphone podcast bandwidth for free? The Podcast Report Episode 2 at thepodcastreport.com/2. Show hotline is 503-897-1290.
It's the Podcast Report with Paul Colligan. And here's Paul.
All right, what is the podcast report? We're still only in episode 2, so I thought I'd tell you. The podcasting industry is seeing a crazy boost. I've been part of it since the beginning, and I'm really excited with what's happening for it right now, what's happening to it right now. I see two audiences for this show. Hopefully you're one of them, the podcaster, those of you who are playing the game, hoping to get better at this, hoping to make a bigger splash, and those of you who are thinking about getting into the podcasting game. It is so exciting what's happening, and that's what we're going to be sharing about on this show. This isn't a massive play. This isn't a get to the top of all the charts. This is a deep play from somebody who loves this industry and has since day one. Hopefully you will see that here in the podcast. But let's get to our topic. Are we going to be getting our podcast bandwidth for free? See, T-Mobile did something really interesting about a year ago, I guess. They killed the smartphone tax. Now, what do you mean by that, Paul? Well, when they introduced their Simple Choice plan, they included with all of their plans data. Now, initially, it was a half a gig of data. Now, it's a gig of data. Now, actually, I should rephrase that because it was high-speed data. Gave you half a gig of high-speed data, a gig now of high-speed data, and then unlimited low-speed data on the back end. That could actually be used to get podcasting. But the fact of the matter is, it used to be, you know, when we got our iPhone the first time and you got your first Android, not only did you pay for the phone, but you were paying extra every month for bandwidth. Well, T-Mobile got rid of that. You know, I promised my 13-year-old daughter that I'd give her the cheapest phone possible, and she's a smart one. Get her the cheapest plan possible. She's a smart one. She's like, Dad, look, I get data now, don't I? Yes, you do. But then T-Mobile announced just a couple of days ago their Music Freedom Program, which is basically right now, at the time of this recording, Pandora, iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Rhapsody, Spotify, Slacker, and Melk Music, who I've never heard of. But all those people now, you get that bandwidth for free if you have a T-Mobile account. It doesn't count to your max. Now, by the way, you can go past the 1 gig. I've got an unlimited account for far, far, far less than the others offer. And by the way, it's also, you know, something that a lot of the other people don't offer. But those who don't have an unlimited account, they get all that for free. Put that back into perspective to my daughter. When we go on our road trip this summer, we can be listening to iTunes Radio the entire time on her $10 a month family account and not have to worry about that. Now, that's interesting. But if you go to the T-Mobile Music Freedom area, you'll see they're voting at the site for what's next. What new sites would you like to see? Now, right now at the top of the list, number one is Google Music, which actually I like. I'm a Google Music user, have been since day one. Groove Shark, which is a little bit annoying because their legal status is still questionable. But then the third one was what intrigued me. TuneIn Radio. Yes, the same TuneIn Radio that a lot of people get podcasts from, the same TuneIn Radio that this podcast is on. What happens if they turn that on? Now, is this T-Mobile only? Is this a gimmick for one of the players? No, of course not. Others have been forced to follow. Whenever T-Mobile does something, the other companies are following suit. They're doing their own versions of this. This is the price wars game. And in the price wars game, the consumer wins, but in the case of the podcaster, we win as well. How does the podcasting game change if people can get our podcasts for free? Ah, it's a good place. The technology will follow up. Bandwidth will become ubiquitous. It just might come a little bit quicker than we thought it was with T-Mobile. So what do we do about that as a podcaster? Well, the thing you got to realize, number one, is that bandwidth is getting cheaper all the time, getting more ubiquitous all the time. Our audience, yeah, it can't have capped because the amount of people who are going to grab it with the ease and use of driving in the car and consuming a podcast, that is going to go away. That audience is going to get bigger and bigger all the time. You know, it could become free or more. It will be free like email. You know, you don't really pay per email on your phone. Yes, you pay for the bandwidth to get email, but you can really get all the email you want. And gosh darn it, podcasting is going to come that way. So what do you need to do? You need to plan for the cars. You need to plan for consumption. If you notice at the beginning of the show, you know, I've got the introduction to what this episode is. I do that all within the first couple of seconds because I want, when somebody's listening to this on Stitcher or one of the other places, to know what it is that's coming. discovery through these car players. And, you know, Stitcher is really basically the Pandora of content. There are going to be others like that coming. If you plan for the cars, if you plan for True Anytime Anywhere, if you plan for these things, you're going to be in a good place. And what it will do is it will cause you to get bullish on podcasting. So are we going to be getting our podcast mobile bandwidth for free? Yes, we will eventually. It might be coming quicker than we thought as a result of T-Mobile, and I am so excited about that. I would love to hear your thoughts. You know how to get a hold of me. Now, if you'd like the mind map and the transcript for this episode, go ahead and text EP2 to 503-897-1290. That's 503-897-1290. You also feel free to leave a voicemail message at the line here because we love to hear from the listeners. This is The Podcast Report at thepodcastreport.com. I need subscribers. Subscribers are good. Subscribers are good because that's the power of podcasting. Coming out and listening every time we get a new episode is repetitious and lame. Subscribing to the podcast on Stitcher, subscribing on iTunes, subscribing on Pocket Cast, whatever it is that you like, then every time there's a new episode, that gets pushed to you. So definitely subscribe. Now, we've got some voicemail from Fred, an old friend, an old listener, and a podcaster who's been in this game almost as long as I have. So Fred, take it away, buddy.
Hey, Paul. Again, wanted just to thank you for starting the podcast report. This is Fred Castaneda speaking. Got two questions for you. Number one, are you going to be at Podcast Movement? That's August 14th, 15th, and 16th. In Dallas. Gary Leland is one of the organizers there, and they started this conference only for podcasters, and they did it through Kickstarter, podcastmovement.com. And let me know if you're going to be there, because I know Jamie Gill is going to be there, and there's a whole bunch of people that we'd like to get together with you. And now that you're back in the fray of podcasting. Number two, are you going to start a tribe based on the podcast report the way you did with New Media Inner Circle? Not all your content, but I'm specifically saying, you know, focused on podcasts, because you're usually 2-3 months ahead of where the circle was before, you know, before the industry got there. And I think that that's something of value that a lot of people, I know Jamie and myself, Elizabeth Harrington, and a lot of other people would probably want to be a part of that again. Anyway, let me know if you plan to do something like that, to have a special group. You may call us the Podcast Reporters. Or the Podcast Report Tribe, whatever. But I think this is something that perhaps could be a win-win situation for you. If so, hopefully we'll see a podcast movement. And if that's the case, when can we get together and have our own little meetup there, like you used to with, you know, the affiliate guy, or the money-making get-together you used to have over coffee in the mornings at the conference.
Okay, two questions. Am I coming to the Dallas event? No, I am not. And it is not out of protest. It is not out of anything. That weekend is becoming this crazy nexus of events in my industry. I had to choose between four different events, and then I wasn't even able to choose from the fourth event because our family had planned a camping trip with some other families. So I'm going to be out, I'm going to be away, I'm going to be unplugged, and I will not be able to attend. Full excitement about what Gary's doing out there. I wish everybody the best. I'm looking for reports. I want to know how it went. So no, I can't go. And then, of course, as a result, we won't be able to meet up. In terms of a tribe associated with the podcast report, you bet, Fred, something's coming out. But before we do that, I've got to make sure that we get the subscribers up, we get the interest up, and we get our audience up. So thank you, Fred, for the question. Next episode, episode 3, we're going to take a look at the issue, do podcast subscribers matter anymore? A couple of minutes ago, I spoke to the fact that I really want you to subscribe to this show. Well, that not everybody's pushing that. Not everybody's doing that. Do subscribers matter anymore? We'll take a look at that. This is the part of the show where we take a look at time-sensitive issues, issues that I think are, time-sensitive. Hopefully this stuff will be evergreen and be around for a while if you're listening this way in the future because you've come back and listened to this. One of the cool benefits of podcasting, the specifics to this really won't mean a lot to you. But it's pretty cool right now because as I record this, we're the number one podcast in iTunes right now about podcasting, which is very, very cool. We don't have our rankings in Stitcher yet because, well, Stitcher just takes a little while to do that. But if you have not subscribed yet, please subscribe in iTunes. If you'd like to make a splash, subscribe in both of them. I haven't gotten around to the other directories yet. And if you have subscribed, here's what I'd really love. I'd love a review. I want to get this podcast out. Anybody who knows about it, I want reviews, I want shares, I want you spreading the word. If we're going to get that tribe going, Fred, that's exactly what we have to do. So if you haven't subscribed yet, please do. If you have subscribed, leave a review. This is the Podcast Report at thepodcastreport.com. My name is Paul Colligan. We'll talk to you next week.